I want to get to your cases in a second, but a couple other quick questions. One, I noticed that you were involved. I know you do phase one work as well, but with the drug napobucosin, the quote stem cell inhibitor. Of course, we've talked about that a lot with the GI cancers. Just kind of curious in your quick take about where that's heading.
Yeah. So that concept, I think, is alive and well, that there's a population of cells that survive our best available therapies. And, you know, these cells have stem cell-like features. Are they truly stem cells? To be debated and discussed. But basically, they're less differentiated than the cells that are more responsive to therapy. And everything I'm saying so far appears to emerge with targeted therapy and immunotherapy as an equal theme. So there's this surviving population of cells, and these are not rare, you know, one in a million cells. These are pretty common. And we need therapies to target them. We need to be able to try to kill that residual population. And that's where this agent, you know, came forward as one of the very early efforts to try to poison that cell population. Having said that, there are definitely other approaches emerging now that seem to be ultimately pointed at trying to solve the same problem, to really be toxic to this sort of dedifferentiated subpopulation, or try to push them, you know, kind of in an epigenetic way, back towards the better differentiated type or phenotype, and then therefore sensitize them to these available drugs. And so that's, you know, been the broad proposition. As you'd say, this agent's been most developed in GI cancers because multiple phase three trials have been mounted in GI tumors. But this is emerging as a common theme across multiple therapeutic contexts. Of course, it was described in hematologic malignancies, you know, years before, you know, that the chemo surviving, or even in the case of some heme malignancies, targeted therapy surviving subpopulations are these sort of stem cell-like populations. But we see it in melanoma, non-small cell lung cancer, breast cancer. It's an emerging and repeated theme.
Do you think that this particular agent is going to end up in practice?
Yeah, I think it's too early to tell. I mean, it's got a perfectly acceptable toxicity profile, so it can be broadly combined and is going to need to be given in combination. But it's because of the biology that's being pursued and the design of these trials where you're going to need kind of, you know, full mature phase three populations followed out, you know, to completion before you're going to really make a call. We've been working with this drug specifically in phase one for at least 4 years, maybe 5 years now, and really difficult to glean signals from, you know, phase one or phase one slash two studies as to whether it's moving the needle. So this is one where I think we're going to have to, you know, kind of keep holding our breath and see what phase three trials look like.